Greetings, saints of the Most High God. Greetings, Pastor Rice. This is Brother Best from the Bronx, calling you on the fifth month since Brother Steer passed away. And like I always say, 3 days is still within 6 months. So I'm looking for Jesus this month in Jerusalem. And Jesus coming. Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again, just like he said. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Witness number one, Brother Steer passed away April 3rd at 11:17. Witness number two, this is the year when all the fall feasts fall in the month of September. And another constant witness, the wickedness of man is so great in all the earth, it's beyond comprehension. So, Jesus coming. Come, Lord Jesus.
Hi, Brother Steer. This is George T. Cummings, Jr. I've been watching an increase in the storms and stuff that's been going on out there. And I mention that because I was out in Colorado and I seen a lot of the storms out there, you know. And I was out in the storms and I had no place to go, but now I'm in an apartment. And I got a roof over my head. And I got you on right now, and it's Saturday. It's Saturday morning, the 4th. It's 5:15 in the morning. And finally, I have a dry I have a roof over my head and a dry bed to sleep in because it was out there in the storms. I was out there in the storms with no place to go. And the storms out there were getting pretty weird, and I've seen all kinds of weird things out in Colorado. And that's about all I have to say right now. And I got you on the radio right now. I got on the shortwave on 3215, shortwave 90 MB, whatever MB means. And I'll get in touch with you again next time I hear you on. There's been hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, all kinds of weird things going on. Talk to you later, Maranatha.
Greetings, Saint, and blessings to you all. Brother Joe, calling to say, I wait with you all in hope of our Lord soon coming. It's so good to hear the voice of the saint at prayer time. I will be worshiping with you all in spirit and in truth on the Feast of Trumpets. God bless you all there and around the world in Jesus' name. Maranatha.
And Lord, bless you, prophet of God, Pastor Wright. Bless you, brother. Bless you. No sad faces here, brother. No sad faces here. Lord God omnipotent reign. He's coming soon. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Pastor. New tabernacles. Dare I even hope for that? Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor. Jesus is coming. All the saints, I love him. Jesus is coming. Maranatha.
God bless you all. Brother Rich in Michigan. I thought I'd call and ask for prayers. I'll tell you in short, what's going on here. I moved into this building quite a while ago, several years, and since then, it's been taken over by drug people. This summer is the worst. You're not safe. Nobody's safe around here. The older people are getting robbed. I've been robbed. I have very little in the first place, but I don't see any way for me to get from here to Canada's for the fall feast days unless something comes up all of a sudden. I try to take care of business, and it's hard to do in a place like this. Now, if I'm doing something wrong, I want the Lord to point it out to me plainly so I can correct it and get on. Psalm 88:15, I'm afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They come round about me daily like water. They compass me about together. Lover and friend, thou hast put far from me and mine acquaintance into darkness. So it seems I have one more thing is right here in this building. I was set up on by these bed bugs several months ago, and they've just gotten worse. I have scars all over my body. These things are horrid. I can't get out and go nowhere and try to do anything, so I have no very little outside contact, and it ain't safe out here. In any case, yes, please pray for me, and like I said, if I'm doing something I don't even realize, perhaps, that is so against what God is trying to do in my life or anyone else's, then I gotta know about it. I gotta change it. I repented of so many sins, I won't even bother to try to explain anything like that. So I'm just asking for prayers. So I pray for y'all, and God will finish a good work. All things work together for those who love God. If I could go on, but I'm beside myself a little bit. Very frustrating. And now to be robbed on top of that. You can't take the law into your own hands, so I know what's going on, and I can't do nothing about it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. See, I just got to stay out of it, that end of it. See, I know what I'm capable of, and yeah, please pray for me, and if there's a way, he'll make it. He'll make it possible. I see one way, perhaps, but if I'm doing something wrong, it ain't going to work. Well, God bless you all. Keep the faith. It is hard. It's hard. Yeah. God bless you. God bless. God help us. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God bless you. I'm praying for y'all. The Feast of Tabernacles was beginning today. This is Brother Rich in Michigan. Thought I'd tell you a short story about my experience in the church. In the mid-80s, I joined up with the Worldwide Church of God. That would be Herbert W. Armstrong's church. I thought I'd found the body of Christ, and as time went by, quite quickly, he passed away in sometime in the mid-90s, and Joseph Tkach took over his place, and he went to turn the church to Christmas and, you know, all the holidays instead of the holy days, and so I had to leave that place. And all that time, I never got to attend any of the fall feast days, even though it was sort of a requirement after you'd been in there a few years. In any case, I left, and I was out on my own there for the next 15 years or so. Different churches I'd hit and try to find something. One day, about 8 years ago, Brother Stair came on the shortwave radio I just bought, and I just knew that he was who he said he was. And I received the prophet. In addition, I received the prophet's reward, which I believe is revelation from heaven and God Almighty. I was told in my revelation I would live to see the return of the Christ, our Savior and Lord, the only justice we'll ever know. And for me, never to have partook in the fall feast days is probably proper. Now, I can't see any way possible for me to get there before the end of this month. But, and I'm not saying I know anything specific about the good Lord. Didn't see fit to tell me that any given day the Christ return or anything like that. It's more of just wanting to share what I do know with others and having them to tell me what they know. If I could possibly get down there, I will. Because I don't know where else I would go to share what I have to say. And the thing is, it's important that we just keep the faith and believe that He who began a good work in us will finish it, whatever means that is. He'll make a way where there is no way. I understand that. It's serious. It's hard to see something that isn't really, really there in front of you. So what I'm doing is praying in the spirit that for everyone to get to where they need to be for these fall feast days, wherever that is. And if you're alone, you can still listen to the broadcast. You're not alone. Not really. You all pretty much know what I'm up against here. And I'm sure you get plenty of phone calls. So I'm just keeping the faith like I was told to do. Promise. Sure. The only thing in my life, the only thought on my mind is peace and love for Jesus' sake. Endure unto the end, my friends. I'll get back with you when I can. God bless you all. I love you. Keep on praying for me now. You hear? Bye-bye.
Yes, Pastor Rice, this is Brother Rice in Grass, Wyoming. I've had flu for about a week now and didn't clean up too bad, too good. So I'm not going to be able to make it to the Peace of Trumpets gathering, but I'll be listening on the radio and the internet. Pray for me. It's for my healing. God bless you. Mana.
Morning, all the saints at the Overcomer Ministry. This Saturday, September 4th, at 6:15 a.m. in the year 2021, we are praising all of you saints that we can still hear Brother Steer's broadcasts even this Saturday morning on WSNR, New York, New Jersey, Monday through Friday, normally 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., but today is Saturday. And we are listening. We were listening 3:30, and now we shall continue to stay tuned to Brother Steer's broadcast for all you saints at the Overcomer. We pray for each and every one of you and all the callers too. May the Lord answer our prayers and their prayers and all of your prayers. And we're hoping and praying for the imminent return of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to redeem us and help us and usher us into glory with Him. God bless you all, each and every one of you. And again, we're grateful we can hear Brother Stairs on this Saturday morning on WSNR, 6:20 a.m., New York, New Jersey. We pray for all the saints who are calling in, who need help, who need prayer. God bless you all. Bye now.
Oh, good afternoon. It's Sister Silva. I discovered my newsletter. It's up to date, so there's no worries, no problems. Count it all joy in diverse temptations. Oh, Brother Star, we do miss you. We do miss you immensely. You are He's the Father of truth in Jesus' name. We just love you and just bless us all. Keep us strong. This nation is just abominable. Oh, God, I just know that Jesus is putting His wrath on it. Oh, Jesus, come soon. My gosh, my gosh. I thank you for all of your prayers and the work of the Lord. As Jesus, come down quickly and save those who are lost. Jesus, draw them nearer to you. And we abide in your word. Your word abides in us. And call it all done in Jesus' name for His perfect glory. And manifest your joy. Sister Silva, thank you so much. God bless you. Bless you all, saints.
Oh, hello, Jerry. Been listening this evening and so thought I'd call in. I'm very grateful and getting my car fixed tomorrow, I hope. And so please pray for me. I'm feeling a little better. I'm just tired. And God bless y'all. Have a good evening. Bye now. Maranatha.
God bless you, saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson in Finland, Minnesota. I'm listening on 9980, and that's been doing good today. And I'll be with you for prayer all this evening, and I do ask your prayers for us. And I do pray for all the saints at the Overcomer around the world. May the Lord help all the saints just to be prepared for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you all and Maranatha.
Bless you, saints, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Sharon Clay. I'm calling in to say that Brother Charles and I will be trumpets and praying to be counted in the number of God's people. Bless you all this day and Maranatha.
Hey, Brother Stair, calling you from New Bern, Tennessee. It's Western Tennessee. Picked you up on shortwave radio, and now I'm listening to you on the internet. Would like to receive your newsletter. Thank you, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Carpenter calling in. I'll be listening on the internet and on the shortwave at 9392, I believe it is. Right now, I'm under the chastisement of the Lord, and not much I can do right now. Pray for me. I believe I'll come through this thing all right. Proud of my faith. Love you all, and all that you do for the ministry. Keep the ministry going and the community going. I pray for the community every day. Always here at prayer time. Listening. Lord bless you, and bless the service today. In Jesus' name.
Come with me,
Lord Jesus.
Come with me.
Amen.
Good morning, all who come up in our street. This is Sister Cage Garden, calling, asking prayer for my elder Cage. He's in deep trouble in the Church of God in Christ, and we ask that God would have mercy and save us. Again, thank the ministry for the prayers for myself. The Lord have blessed. I'm thankful to you all for your prayers and desire your continued prayers for me. And would like also that you pray for my other case, that the Lord would have mercy. And we'll be praying for the ministry. Thank God for ministry. Thank God for all his loving kindness and long suffering. Thank God for all things in Jesus' name. Maranatha.
Hello, everyone. My name's Janet Clunch. It's been a while since I have called and spoke to everyone. I haven't called since the passing of Brother Starr, which still ain't got over that one yet. But I'm calling in need of prayer for me, my husband, and the family. We are all pretty sick. With very high temperatures, shortness of breath, my husband's got diabetes. He's done dropped down below 40 twice. It's not really getting much better. So I wanted to see if everybody could maybe pray for us. I appreciate it, and I'll be praying for my brothers and sisters, too. Thank y'all and Maranatha. Yes, this is Janet Clunch again. I wanted to call you back. I believe I got a little bit emotional there for a minute. Especially when I heard Brother Stir's voice, I guess I wasn't expecting that because it still bothers me. But anyway, I was wanting to call to get the prayer from me and my husband and my daughters and my granddaughter. Granddaughter does seem to be doing somewhat better, and my youngest daughter does. But me and my husband and my oldest daughter still having some pretty rough times. My husband is a diabetic. He's been dropped down below 40 twice. His oxygen level is real low right now. It's in the 80s. I just want to see if I can get everybody to maybe get us some prayer. I'd really, really appreciate that. And I'll be praying for y'all. Thank you, and Maranatha.